and welcome to this podcast. My name is Frederik Langenschöld. I'm a senior investment specialist covering alternative investments at UBP. Today, I will give you an update on UAccess Campbell Absolute Return UCITS, which reached its one-year anniversary since launch in June 2020. Let me start by an executive summary. The fund is performing well since inception, and in 2021 in particular, with a performance of close to 9% year-to-date as of June 29th. The absolute return approach of the fund with four underlying strategies is proving to be the right approach in the current environment. The increased short-term behavior of markets is a challenge for portfolio allocation. Campbell's increased focus on this area should allow investors to better navigate these choppy markets. Now a reminder of the fund concept. UAccess Campbell Absolute Return UCITS provides investors with an alternative strategy of a pioneer in the industry, using diversifying risk and return drivers and very liquid instruments. It seeks to generate uncorrelated and attractive risk-adjusted returns, investing across multiple markets and asset classes. It is a diversifier to traditional investments with very low sensitivity to equities and bonds. Let me now go through a performance update. As of June 29, 2021, just over 1 year since launch, the fund has a positive performance of close to 9% year-to-date net of fees for Class C in US dollars. The year-to-date performance was mainly driven by the short-term and quant equity buckets, while the trend and macro books were roughly flat. Looking at asset classes, Forex, equities, and credit were positive, while bonds were negative. It is important to highlight that some quantitative strategies can perform very differently from 1 year to another, which makes the timing of the selection of single strategies very unpredictable. This is the proof, in our view, that the absolute return approach of Campbell, with four underlying strategies, is the right approach, as it delivers more consistent returns. This consistency in returns can be seen when comparing the strategy to peers. The strategy has been consistently ranked well on a risk-adjusted basis since it had been running with the four sub-strategies in June of 2014. On a three-year rolling basis, it has been ranked first quartile on three occurrences and second quartile on two occurrences since 2014. I will now go through a few market developments and evolutions in the Campbell strategy. One of the interesting developments that the investment team has witnessed over the last few quarters and years is the increasing importance of short-term models, which have been one of the most productive areas of research in recent years, with 22 new alpha models included in the strategy since December 2018. Two main elements explain this growing trend. The first is the increased level of volatility in markets and the dislocation that result from it. The second is the increased frequency of tail events and their magnitude. Campbell's investment team has developed a proprietary model called the Volatility Efficiency Factor that measures the magnitude of extreme market moves relative to typical volatility. This analysis has led to a measure of tail events that is more robust to outliers than other measures such as kurtosis. Since 1999, the model shows that the frequency of tail events is increasing, at least for the S&P 500. There are many potential reasons for this, including the increase in passive investment products, monetary and fiscal intervention, post-GFC regulations, high-frequency trading, and the heightened presence of retail investors. While it's impossible to predict whether this is sustainable, the team's working hypothesis is that quick, sharp market moves are here to stay. The short-term models should help the fund benefit from those tail events to generate positive returns. Now, looking at the fund in the context of a global portfolio. With markets having been subject to short-term volatility and extreme moves in recent weeks, we believe that an allocation to quantitative strategies should strongly be considered. The absolute return approach aims to generate performance in every market condition with limited sensitivity to equities and bonds. In that sense, it should be seen as a true diversifier to a traditional portfolio. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. If you require further information, please visit our website, ubp.com, or contact us. Thank you.